Thank you. There are two points in this. One is that we were trying to accommodate a situation where the protocol was not yet in force. And after the description this morning, hopefully it is now pretty clear that by the time the rules are operable, the protocol will be in force. So the additional wording and the protocol, whether or not they have entered into force, now becomes redundant in my view. So I agree that that's no longer necessary. The wording, whether it should say has ratified or adopted, the alternative wording, a state which has consented to be bound by the convention and the protocol, though that's a rather technical issue. And as a matter of fact, I would like to defer to Mrs. Veneziano on this, because it really is just a question of making sure that we cover all states that in one way or another will be bound by the convention and the protocol. There may be other mechanisms whereby they can be bound other than through ratification or adoption. And I know there's the whole question of accession and whether that is covered by the word adoption. So if I may, I would like to ask Mrs. Veneziano just to clarify that for us. We don't have a particular view one way or another. The important thing is that it should cover every state which is signed up, if I can put it like that, and legally committed to the convention and to the rail protocol.